You book a flight from Austin to Bangkok. The search engine returns a price. You click buy. Done, right? Not quite, Bayardo. That fare was built by an algorithm designed around hub-and-spoke networks, systems where airlines funnel passengers from smaller cities through major hubs, then out to destinations worldwide. The U.S. Department of Transportation confirms that connecting flights can sometimes cost less than non-stop flights, meaning the very structure airlines use to move passengers efficiently also creates pricing gaps you can exploit. Most travelers never look for those gaps. Here is the core problem. When you search A to B, you hand the algorithm exactly what it expects. It prices your route based on demand for that specific city pair. The key idea is that hub airports, think London, Singapore, Dubai, are priced as gateways, not endpoints. Airlines compete fiercely for hub traffic, which drives fares down on routes through those hubs. That means a flight from Austin to Bangkok, routed through London, can be cheaper than a direct booking, simply because the London leg is heavily contested. The DOT explicitly advises comparing fares across multiple airports serving the same metro area. That is the reverse search method in practice. Start from the hub, work backward to your origin, then forward to your destination. Now, think of hidden city ticketing as a pricing loophole hiding in plain sight. Suppose the airline prices Austin to Singapore at $800, but Austin to Bangkok, with a layover in Singapore, costs $500. You book the longer itinerary, get off in Singapore, and skip the final leg. The airline's hub and spoke structure actually enables this. Research confirms that hub networks retain a connecting passenger's full fare within their own system, which means pricing is set to maximize network revenue, not to reflect your actual journey distance. The risk is real, Bayardo. You must travel with carry-on only, because checked bags go to the final destination. Separate tickets for different legs also remove airline rebooking protection if a delay causes a missed connection, as the DOT clearly warns. The third layer is bridging with regional low-cost carriers. Long-haul fares drop dramatically when you fly into a major hub and then book a separate regional carrier for the final stretch. The DOT advises travelers to compare the complete door-to-door cost, including airport transfers and ground transportation, not just the base fare. A lower advertised fare can carry hidden baggage fees, seat charges, and payment surcharges that erase the savings. Remember, the full price comparison is the only comparison that matters. Also, most discounted fares are non-refundable. Changing one can cost you a change fee plus the fare difference. Flexibility has a price, and you need to factor it in before clicking buy. The takeaway is this. Stop searching the way airlines expect you to search. The reverse search method, identifying competitive hub routes first, then building your itinerary around them, is how you turn the hub and spoke system against itself. Hidden city logic and regional carrier bridging extend that advantage further. But every arbitrage move carries operational risk, missed connections, bad complications, and zero rebooking protection on self-connected tickets. Know the risk, price the full journey, and the savings become real.